has already been a reduction of 20% in the mackerel quota, which equates with some loss of 17 million to mackerel, largely in Killybegs. But in addition to this, when they're dealing with the demersal, the whitefish, their proposed cuts have been considered by the council, and it's an average of about 20% right across the board, and higher in some species. So it's vitally important that the Minister holds out, that he makes a very strong case for Ireland, particularly at this time in the run-in to Brexit, which could also have serious implications for Ireland. I believe this is the time that we must now put down a marker that we have to get a good deal for Ireland this year, and set the foundation stones for the talks, which will start early in the new year in relation to trade, and which will include fish.
There is always a slight element of choreography about these discussions. The EU Commission comes in looking for very big quota reductions. The government argues for very small ones, and an agreement is found in the middle, which is acceptable to all sides. Speaking last week to Sean O'Donoghue of the KFO, he felt there was something different this year. He was slightly more concerned. Is that a concern you share?
Yeah, I fully agree with Sean O'Donoghue, because the proposed cuts are much deeper than they were in previous years, and even if there is to be a compromise, then the compromise will not be good for Irish fishermen.
There have been some suggestions, Patrick O'Gallagher, that following Europe's support of Ireland last week, there will be a quid pro quo necessary where Europe turns to Ireland and says, we backed you, now it's your turn to back us. Could this be the time that happens?
Well, that was really very much in relation to the border, and fisheries paid a price in the past for a deal in agriculture, and we must be assured that fisheries will not pay another price in return for any agreement on the border. We have shared stocks with the UK. We're extremely concerned because a substantial quantity of our fish are caught off Scottish waters, and if that's to be closed off to us, then it's very serious for the future. So we're looking to the EU to fully support us again and to allow us to become involved in bilateral negotiations with the UK.
And those discussions will form a very important part of phase two of the Brexit talks, which we expect will begin early in the new year.
Well, we must insist that fisheries are not negotiated in isolation. They must be negotiated in conjunction with trade. And I got that assurance from Michel Barnier, who's representing the Commission, and from the president of the group that I belong to, who also assured me that they would be negotiated in conjunction with each other, and hopefully that will bring a realisation to the UK that they want into a market of 500 million people, and to get into the market, then they will have to negotiate the shared stocks.